It's another glimpse of the 2012 presidential race for former Governor Mitt Romney as he finished second in a straw poll conducted by the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, over the weekend. Congressman Ron Paul of Texas topped the poll. To get a better sense for what this might mean for Romney in terms of his chances of winning support in 2012 primary and caucus states like New Hampshire in his bid for the GOP nomination, we turn to James Pindell, a long-time political analyst and blogger on New Hampshire politics, now the political director at WMUR-TV Channel 9 in Manchester. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be back on.
So does a second-place finish for Romney at the CPAC meeting, a poll he's won in the past, does second place take a little shine off the expected Romney campaign, do you think?
No, this is a good enough finish, because if you break down the straw poll, if you go inside the numbers, you begin to see the straw poll may not be the most credible thing out there. Over 54% were under the age of 25 or younger. Most were college students. A number of them, by the way, were brought there by organizations like a Ron Paul. So I'm not sure we can really gauge a whole lot in terms of what these what the straw poll means in terms of a larger scale. But what it did mean, this whole conference in general, was a chance for these presidential candidates to sort of come out and reintroduce themselves to a large, passionate conservative base and the media coverage that follows that.
Tell us about Romney's standing in New Hampshire at the moment. He won the primary last time around, thought to be the front runner, at least at this moment. Is he?
There's no question. There is Mitt Romney is the front runner in New Hampshire, and then there is everybody else. He has the name ID. He has the ability to pour in the money by just simply writing a check. He has an organization that he can get going again right overnight if he wants to get going. So one of the reasons why this presidential process in New Hampshire anyway has started so late is that the big guy, the front runner, has no incentive to get this race going.
What do you mean by that?
Again, I mean, why would he want the race? The theory up there anyway is, why would you want this race to get going and offer opportunities for your opponents to raise money, gain name recognition, and be watch you fail? I mean, when you're the front runner, all shots come at you, and you might as well try to shorten this presidential primary process. Again, it's another thing that Sarah Palin's thinking about for largely the same reasons.
All right. Let me ask about the Tea Party. The Tea Party is certainly going to be a factor, maybe a huge factor in 2012. Tea Party darling Ron Paul wins the CPAC poll. The Boston Globe reports today that Tea Party activism may make it tough for Romney in Nevada, thought to be a key state for him in the presidential primary or caucus process. Should Romney decide to run, Tea Partiers have taken control of the GOP party apparatus in New Hampshire. Might New Hampshire be a tougher environment for Mitt Romney next year than he would have liked or would have thought because of the Tea Party?
Well, it gets more complicated than that. I mean, the Tea Party in New Hampshire, it's been called the New Hampshire Republican Party. This is a live for your die state, which sort of already has this so ingrained in the culture that you have to go even further to find sort of Tea Party activists. You can point to small victories among small groups of folks when they're Tea Party won the state Republican chairmanship, as you point out. They won in December the House speakership, again, a small caucus of 300 people. When you look at large-scale elections, it gets much more complicated. Last year, the Tea Party candidate did not win a race for Congress. The Tea Party candidate did not win the race for governor. The Tea Party candidate did not win the race for U.S. Senate. So in these large-scale elections, the Tea Party has actually not been so successful in New Hampshire. And the thing to watch for the upcoming presidential primary is, will the Tea Party coalesce behind one candidate or be splintered with several? If they coalesce behind one candidate, they could be a huge force. But if they splinter, they will not be. And the bottom line for Mitt Romney is, it may not matter. He's got such a lead in New Hampshire right now that he's above it all.
All right, one more question. Mitt Romney, of course, is identified by a lot of Republicans as the competent businessman, the turnaround guy who maybe can turn around the country. But there's been a lot of focus in the last couple of weeks about another businessman, high-profile businessman viewed by many as competent, Donald Trump, who's indicating that he might run in 2012. Does Donald Trump complicate Mitt Romney's bid?
It does complicate his bid in one sense, that Mitt Romney right now, without Sarah Palin in the race, has overwhelmingly more money than anyone else, or could raise more money than anyone else. two people complicate that factor. One is Donald Trump. The second is former Utah Governor John Huntsman, who's also a billionaire himself. But, you know, Donald Trump, we don't know if this is a publicity thing or not. He's going to sit down for his first New Hampshire interview tonight with my television station, WMUR Channel 9, for a primary special we're having tonight at 7 o'clock. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say then. But he does appear to be more serious than not, and he really did raise a lot of eyebrows at his speech over the weekend.
James Spindell, political director at Channel 9 in Manchester, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We very much appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.